current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to today's episode, 99 Years. 99 years ago, on the 28th of Rajab 1342 AH, the Islamic Khilafah state was destroyed. The Prophet ﷺ foretold in a noble hadith,
يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَى قَصَاعَتِهَا فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ قال بل أنتم يومئذ كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل ولينزعن الله من صدور عدوكم المهابة منكم وليقذفن الله في قلوبكم الوهن فقال قائل يا رسول الله وما الوهن قال حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت.
The people will soon summon one another to attack you from every place in the same way that a pack calls around its prey. Someone asked, will that be because of our small numbers at that time? He replied, no, you will be numerous at that time, but you will be froth and scum, like that carried down by a torrent of water, and Allah will take the fear of you from the breasts, hearts of your enemy, and cast al-wahan in your hearts. Someone asked, O Messenger of Allah, what is al-wahan? He replied, love of the world and dislike of death. Today we see the situation we are in as Muslims. Since the removal of Islam's ruling system, we have been inflicted with calamities and despair. Firstly, in 1948, the Zionists were gifted the blessed land of Palestine by Britain, as if it was theirs to give. Since its establishment, the Zionist entity has repeatedly been granted more and more land and power over Palestine. At the same time, each Muslim land is led by puppets who detest their subjects as much as they are detested. Not one of them moves effectively with an army to defend the Muslims oppressed in Palestine or beyond. America, the current leader of the West, has destroyed Iraq and Afghanistan under the pretext of fighting terrorism, and its President Trump visits India, after which the Hindus violently assaulted and killed the Muslims. In China, Muslims face imprisonment, their children are forcibly removed from them, and the honorable Muslim women are forced to marry non-Muslim men. Yemen is facing starvation and disease as a result of Western foreign policy objectives for the region. For Myanmar, the Rohingya Muslims knock on the doors of the border with Bangladesh. They are met with insecurity and test upon test by living in squalid refugee camps. Libya is a political mess, and Kashmir is under lockdown. As we turn to Asham, Assad of Syria is assisted in slaughtering Muslims every day, and masses of the population scramble from city to city, avoiding the rains of bomb. From those who escape for refuge in other lands, there is the possibility of humiliation at closed borders or death at sea. The best ummah brought forth to mankind has witnessed instability and bloodshed since the loss of the shield of Islam, the Khilafah. A short list of some events are: the 1954 French-Algerian War. In 1962, there was the North Yemen Civil War. In 1982, the Sabra and Shatila Massacre. In 1918, saw the start of the Iran-Iraq War. 2001, America invaded Afghanistan, and we see the longest war of history still before us. 2003, the invasion of Iraq. 2011, Syrian conflict. 2015, Yemen conflict. And in 2020, the deal of the century by Trump. And so many others that we do not wish to overlook but fail to mention due to the shortage of time. Imagine the thousands upon thousands killed, injured, and made destitute in all of these long-lasting conflicts and wars. All of these events remind us of the hadith that the nations will gather and take from us as if they are eating a feast. Our weak are being further oppressed. Our resources are taken by illegitimate rulers. We are not safe in any way whatsoever. The Prophet ﷺ told us that we need a shield to protect us.
إنما الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به.
Verily the Imam is but a shield who is fought from behind and is protected by, narrated by Muslim. The loss of the Khilafah is an event that has extreme ramifications for us today. We as an Ummah are without protection. The hadith is clear and it's a sad reality before us. Hizb ut-Tahrir reminds the Ummah of the past, not to feel disheartened or sad, but to realize the stark and terrible situation we have faced and will always face until we are granted relief in the form of a state governing by Islam once again. We are reminded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will grant us relief.
وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely substitute for them after their fear security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient. Surah An-Nur, verse 55. The promise of Allah is for the ones with Iman and those who do the good deeds. The good deeds are defined by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the case of victory being attained, it means we have to use the method defined in the seerah to work for that change. As the Muslims in the past strove to change the state of affairs in Makkah, where there was oppression and hardship, there was worship of false deities, and there was insecurity for the Muslims until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them refuge and respite in Medina. Today we too live with the same insecurity, but also the same opportunity to struggle for change. We too can earn the honor as the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did. This in fact is a pressing duty and obligation on each Muslim. The reward for engaging in this action will earn every one of us the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we follow in the path and footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in establishing the rightly guided Khilafah once again. Please follow the Rajab campaign and share files with hashtag return the Khilafah. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.